Michael Bolus is the executive director of the President's Council of State Universities of Michigan. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Well, I know it's been tough for many of the institutions of higher learning here in the state, as because of budgetary constraints, the monies that these institutions get is less and less, and it looks like you don't know where you're going to be for the next budget that's currently being worked on, and there is some bills that are currently circulating with some rules and regulations in regards to these entities that are receiving money from the state to be more forthcoming by presenting their checkbooks and exactly where they're spending their money. What do you think about that?
Well, sure. The bill in question really isn't a bill. It's a constitutional amendment. So House Joint Resolution PP that was sponsored by Representative Tom McMillan would require each state university to submit an annual accounting of expenditures in pretty great detail, right down to the check level. Our point is we're really already doing it. I mean, by law, we embrace transparency and accountability, but every public university in the state has already developed, posted, and maintains a user-friendly, publicly accessible website in which it provides a comprehensive budget report, which categorizes all institutional general fund expenditures made by the university within a year. And it actually drills down that expenditure to each academic unit. So it's not just centralized, but each academic unit, each administrative unit within the university, and then by each major expenditure category, including faculty and staff salaries, fringe benefits, facility-related costs, supplies and equipment, contracts, etc. So that is what we're doing. I mean, so we're doing roughly 99% of what's being proposed in the constitutional amendment. Our point is some of the information that that the public and lawmakers may be interested in today may be somewhat different 10 years from now. But once you put it in the Constitution, it's there for good. You rarely get it out.
So
I think we're operating under current law, Public Act 62 of 2011. We're actually encouraging the legislature to make some changes this year. We are partnering with the business leaders of Michigan, we being the President's Council of State Universities of Michigan, with the chief business leaders of Michigan to create a dashboard of 20 to 25 metrics of best practices.
So you're saying I can go online at the state universities that receive money from the state, I can go online and see their checkbooks and where they're spending their money?
That's correct. Usually like Google MSU budget, it'll pop right up.
Okay, then why is this amendment necessary?
Well, that's my point, Tony, and our point is we don't think it is necessary, and frankly, you know, it's going to require a two-thirds vote of the legislature to put it on the ballot, and that's what constitutional amendments have to be voted on. So the question is, will it make it? I mean, I think what we were able to do last week in front of the Committee on Oversight, Reform, and Ethics is tell our story, and I think the lawmakers who were part of that committee were very impressed with what we're doing.
We had Representative McMillan on the show this morning, and he said that the information that is listed is not clear enough and not detailed enough. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would disagree, unless you feel you have to get down to every check, and I think that's what he's trying to do. When you get down, you know, we're down to the administrative units, we're down to salaries, we're down to contracts, health care benefit plans. I think he would like to have every check. Now, at Michigan State University, that means about 50 million financial transactions a year. There's a lot of money that would go into putting that up on a website. And then you've got the whole issues of protection, you know, IRS privacy protection, when you have health care programs. MSU runs a hospital, University of Michigan runs a hospital. So, I mean, there are a lot of privacy issues as well.
Well, his perspective was that, hey, you want the money, you're getting money, we should know what you're spending it on.
And we agree. And we think we are highly transparent. I mean, again, I'd like you to go to our websites and your listeners, check it out, see if there's something that's missing that you want to know. But I mean, we drill down to every single major category. Do we get down to the vendor by check? No. I'm sorry, I'm not sure that is necessary, necessarily. But we do spend a lot of time and money in building out these comprehensive reports that we update every year.
What is your perspective, when we're talking with Michael Bolus, who's the executive director of the President's Council of State Universities of Michigan, what's your perspective on community colleges offering 4-year degrees?
Oh, we're switching gears. Oh, thanks, Tony. No, we're opposed to that. Basically, we support collaboration, not duplication. We have the 15 universities have pledged to go anywhere, any place to offer community college baccalaureate programs. I think Lansing Community College is literally our poster child. They have 7 of our universities physically on their campuses. And so in an age where we're trying to, as this other bill that you're saying, open up and show where we're expending money, well, the last thing you want to do is be duplicating programs. And so we have offered to the community colleges a memorandum of understanding with each lead institution, identifying lead universities who were more than willing to work with the community colleges on any program that they would like. And currently, we're on the public universities have a physical presence on every community college. We serve over 25,000 students on the campuses of community colleges in roughly 3,500 programs.
And so, although you oppose it, it's kind of being done already.
No. We're offering the degrees.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. The answer is we'll go anywhere, any place. We understand. We have great collaboration with our community college partners. I think it's a given. We have these 2+2 programs. We have articulation agreements, and again, we are physically on the campuses of every community college.
All right, final question for you. But some people are going to say, well, geez, if I can go to nursing school at Michigan State or go to an accredited nursing program at LCC that's cheaper, it's competition. It's a competitive situation. Why would you want to stop that?
Sure, good question, Tony. And the answer is these programs, the one you just said at nursing, it's a very costly program. The bottleneck in nursing is very simple. The problem we have with nurses, we don't have the clinical sites or faculty. Neither the community colleges or us to expand these programs. What we've done is we've opened up our programs to internet distance learning programs. So basically, they have capacity and the ability for students to go anywhere, any place. I think the issue really is the community college graduate who has an RN, who's already working in a hospital. They're adults. They typically have a family, and they want to get their BSN, their Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. We provide multiple avenues to have that non-traditional learner who's working, has a house to maintain, et cetera, to provide them all sorts of opportunities. The most importantly, the web-based learning.
All right, Michael, you brought up web-based learning. Well, we've talked a lot about that here on the program. We find that K-12, at least from the union perspective, seems resistant because they say that it's not as efficient as classroom instruction. Also, they fear that teachers will be shut out of the program, where we've learned that it helps students who don't learn via classroom, via normal situations, if you will, and that this allows the teachers actually to have more hands-on training and working with the kids. From the higher ed perspective, what's your view on online learning?
You hit it right on the head there. I mean, it is something we embrace, both our faculty and our students. We're just high-tech institutions, and I don't think you can, if you want to talk about efficiencies and productivity, you need to weave in some internet learning programs into your curriculum. I mean, it's just it's a fact of life, and it's going to be one of the major vehicles that in our ability to maintain or control our costs.
We've been talking with Michael Bolus, who's the Executive Director of the President's Council of State Universities of Michigan. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony.